It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Marley Horner. Today we have another Skagway wrap-up from reporter Melinda Munson. Stories include the Skagway robotics team hosting its first competition, and Skagway's second marijuana dispensary clears another hurdle. That's all coming up next on the KHNS Local News. The Skagway Robotics Club, named Prickles, hosted its first regional competition this past week and won big. Melinda Munson has more.
We've got two robots that are parked in backstage.
Skagway hosted its first Southeast Robotics Regional Competition for high schoolers. They earned the most coveted prize, the Inspire Award. 11 First Tech Challenge teams converged on Skagway School last weekend. Their robots launched paper airplanes, collected and transferred plastic pieces known as pixels, and hung from a bar. Ryder Calver is a freshman on the Skagway team. He also plays basketball, which means he devotes multiple hours each day to extracurriculars. Calver said he was impressed last year when the older robotics club, known as the Prickles, mentored his middle school team.
That I really want to work with this team. I think they're all great people. I want to be able to help them out. And I think robotics is just, it's a really interesting thing, STEM, and it can get you into lots of good careers.
Calver is considering a career in engineering or perhaps as an auto mechanic. The out-of-town teams camped at the school, making Skagway's cancellation of the ferry due to weather something of a catastrophe for the approximately 70 team members and their accompanying adults. Mindy Miller, who coaches the team with her husband Andy, is used to being flexible.
As soon as I heard the ferry was canceled, I know everyone was scrambling how to get home, and it was 12:30, and I said, no, I'm more scrambling to feed 70 kids that are starving. So I was thinking lunch first before, how do we get them home? So
everyone was fed, as a Skagway community member donated hundreds of dollars for frozen pizza, and the Millers farmed the entrees out to households for cooking and delivery. Another Skagwegian donated breakfast items. Skagway School chartered an Allen Marine vessel on Monday to pick up their stranded athletes in Juneau, giving the robotics teams in Skagway a lift home. The Prickles do not fall under the umbrella of Skagway School and compete as an independent club, meaning they must raise their own funds. They often participate in burger feeds at the Elks and sell raffle tickets. The team moves on to the state competition in Palmer this February. Miller is proud of her team's current accomplishment, which she described as the top regional award. She said they earned it by marketing, community outreach, and community service.
They want to see a well-rounded team, not just one that's strong in robot. They want to see one that's strong in every area, and that's what the Inspire Award is, which is the one that everybody aims for when they come to competition, and that was the one Skagway took.
For KHNS, I'm Melinda Munson.
Skagway's potential second marijuana dispensary moved another step forward at the December 14th Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Melinda Munson has the story.
A second pot shop in Skagway is closer to fruition after December 14th Planning and Zoning meeting. The commission approved the first step of Boomtown Bud's conditional use permit. Application 23-70, submitted by co-owners Dylan and Michael Healy, requested that the old Starfire building on 4th Avenue be used for a year-round marijuana dispensary. The property is zoned business historical. No one testified for or against the permit, although an unpublished letter raising concerns was submitted by Timothy Shelby, an employee of the Remedy Shop. Planning and Zoning Chair David Brenna addressed some of those concerns, noting the Junior Park Ranger program hadn't operated for over 2 years in a nearby building on Broadway. He also stated that no alcohol would be served on the premises of the former restaurant.
The second item of that was in the letter that was that there may be a conflict between alcohol being served on site and the sale of marijuana on this site. And I know that that's not the case.
Municipality permitting official Stacy Fairbanks came to the meeting expecting a lengthy conversation about the conditional permit. That conversation ended up being brief.
Yeah, it seems like it's not turning to be a big discussion. And I think the commission is doing the right thing, because after all, you're actually looking after Title 19, and it's going to be up to the assembly to decide if this application is going to pass or not once the marijuana application goes to the assembly.
The conditional use permit must be presented at one more planning and zoning session before approval. To open, Boomtown Buds needs a marijuana license granted by the assembly. For KHNS, I'm Melinda Munson.
That's it today for the KHNS Local News. Thanks for joining us. We had stories today from Melinda Munson in Skagway. Find these stories and more at khns.org/news, where you can also subscribe to the KHNS Local News as a podcast and have it delivered directly to your device of choice. KHNS News has the day off Monday for Christmas. We hope your holidays are happy and bright. KHNS will return to regular programming Tuesday. For the KHNS News, I'm Marley Horner.